On behalf of Main Street's Youth Group, welcome to Sakahatchee Sunday. This morning, you will be able to get a taste of what our Sakahatchee experience was like. This year, we went to two different camps. One was the West Metro Camp in Casey, South Carolina, on June 18th through the 25th, and the other camp was the Bamberg Camp on July 9th through the 16th. Sakahatchee Summer Service is a pioneering servant ministry through the South Carolina United Methodist Conference, involving high school and college-age youth, adult community leaders, and persons of different cultures, in upgrading housing, motivating community cooperative efforts by helping persons to help themselves, and providing all participants with opportunities for spiritual growth and service. Many of our neighbors in South Carolina live in homes needing repair, and Jesus has called us to love our neighbor. South Carolina United Methodist youth need to experience Christian servanthood. In Luke, Jesus said to all, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The week was not about building houses. It was about building relationships with the homeowner, our site members, and with God. As we continue with worship this morning, we hope that you will open your hearts to see God through us and to be a blessing to you. At this time, please welcome Michael and Madeline Johnson as they come to share their experience with us.
Good morning. I'm Michael Johnson. This is my daughter, Madeline. And we were able to attend the West Metro camp together this year, and this is our first time going. And the whole week from beginning to end was just amazing and very rewarding. It was just an awesome experience to have several groups of young people and adults come together and work together and build relationships to complete all these projects that we had to complete. And we were able to minister to a couple that lived into a trailer. And it was a two-bedroom trailer, and they had their grandkids and their daughter living with them. So it's a very confined space. And they were out without storage. And so on Wednesday, we had talked to our pastor of the church, and we were able to get a storage building. But when it came in as in a box. It had to be assembled. So all day Thursday and half a day Friday, I was able to lead to get this building put together. And so Jessica said, we had to find a symbol through the week to bring back on Friday night to share with everybody. And so by Wednesday and Thursday, I had no idea what my symbol would be. And so on Friday morning, we were completing the storage building, and we had to refer to our instruction guide the whole time because it just came in a bunch of pieces, a bunch of screws. And so on Friday night, I carried back that instructional guide as my symbol. And I realized that as Christians, each day, we have an instruction guide for us to use, and it's God's word. And so like I said, the whole entire week was very awesome. And I will be going back, and I encourage anyone else who can go back also.
One of the things that impacted me most was the last night, because it was like you had everyone together, and you also, like, every night after worship or between worship, you get in a group with your people that you work with in your house, and you talk about what you did that day and what you had to get done the next day. But the last night was the most emotional for me and for others, because you realized you had to leave the family that you worked with, and you also had to leave these people that you became a family with that you worked with. And so it was powerful, and worship was like you worshiped with all you had. And so I definitely look forward to going back next year, and it was a great experience, and it was a pleasure to go with the people I got to go with. Thank you.
I'm Kevin Bishop, and I had the distinct pleasure of being at Bamberg Camp this year for my fourth time at Bamberg. I had Greg Shelley, who's up right above me, and Kathy Kelly as well on my site from Greenwood. Kathy's not here this morning. But I also have the challenge of trying to relate to you what the experience of Sakahatchee is all about, which with just a few notes is very difficult to do. I also have the challenge of trying to relate to you our homeowner, Miss Johnny Mae Duncan. And Greg's probably going to crack a few smiles, I'm sure, back there. But I brought the book that they give us with all the pictures and from the week of Salkehatchee in Vandenberg, and there's a picture of Miss Johnny May, and it shows you her personality to the T. So if you get a chance, I've got it with me. I'll let you see it. They told us during the adult meeting that Johnny May was a comedian, and we found that out to be the truth. They told us that when they went to the house to tour the trailer to see if she would qualify and if she would be one of the houses we'd work on, she told them that she lived by herself, and she said, "I don't need a husband. I've been by myself all my life. I'm fine." But they noticed she had a chicken in a little coop behind her trailer. And she said, "My chicken is a different story. My chicken needs a husband because I need some eggs." And that kicked off the week. When they told us that, we just couldn't wait. Once we decided that we were going to work on her site, we just couldn't wait to go meet Johnny May. And I also say one other thing I want to share, what I brought up with me. We have talent night on Thursday night, and Greg and I just agonize each year over talent night, because as a site leader, you really don't have much time. You're there 8 to 10 hours each day trying to keep the kids in order and trying to get a plan done. So we just kind of overlook talent night, to be honest with you. So that we kept hearing everybody say, "You got to get Johnny May to tell you the turkey story." So I don't have time to tell it this morning, but I do have it on DVD if you want to see it. It is hilarious. And she's got a way of telling stories. She kept us in stitches the whole week. But through the week, Greg always does a good point in mentioning to the kids to take a few minutes during our breaks and talk with the homeowner. And we try to do it too as site leaders. We don't often get as much time as the kids do. But some of the kids took a minute or two during each day to sit down and talk with Miss Johnny. She was there during the whole process of her home being repaired. And one of the kids came to me and told me some history about Miss Johnny. And we knew that she'd had a rough life. We could tell that, you know, she'd had it pretty bad all through her life. But we didn't know one fact that we learned is she had a trailer, and to her it was the best thing in the world. And we did a lot of work on it. I won't go into that detail. But we found out before the trailer that Johnny May lived in a shack in the woods behind the house, behind where the trailer's set now. And the shack had no running water, no electricity, no heat, no cooling. And then we found out later on from the camp directors that Johnny May didn't even have a bed to sleep on. To make ends meet, she cleaned people's houses, and she told us that she said, "I was just too proud to tell anybody I didn't have a bed." But she said that through her prayer and the prayers of folks in Vandenberg, that she had humbled herself to ask for help, and we were the answer to her prayer in repairing her house. Like the other folks have said, the camp is not about repairing a house. It's not about working on houses. That's kind of a byproduct of what you're doing. It's about relationships. The relationship you build with your other team members on site, because you don't know anybody literally other than a handful that might come with you. And you don't know the kids. You don't know what their capabilities are, how they're going to respond to 102-degree heat every day. But it's also about the relationship with the homeowner and the relationship with the other camp members as well. But most importantly, it's about your relationship with Christ, and how you can reflect Christ in the work that you do at the person's home and getting to know the homeowner as well. One other thing I want to mention in closing, we have a hardware store in Vandenberg, the only hardware store in Vandenberg, and the closest one other than that one is, if any of you folks have been to Vandenberg, you might know, it's about an hour and a half away. So you get to know the folks at the Sanders Hardware Store, believe me. We make, how many trips, Greg, about 2 or 3 a day, always needing one more piece of something. But one of the employees at Sanders had a young child, the baby's name was Zeta, and that's why I'm wearing this wristband, with a brain tumor. And the week that we were there, the family was traveling to Arizona, I think, or somewhere out of town, a good bit away, for surgery for the tumor, for the baby. So we had a prayer vigil each night at the end of our worship service to pray for Zeta and to pray for other folks as well. But they use this wristband to sell as a fundraiser at the hardware store. So I picked one of these up the first day I was in there, and I had it on my wrist all week, and remembering to pray for Zita when I could, and also during the worship service. And I hate to say this, but I didn't even pay any attention to the Bible verse that's printed on this wristband. And I thought I would close with that because it kind of summarizes what Salkehatchie has meant to me in the 4 years I've been and why I will always continue to go back. It's found in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, a short verse, and it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And I'll just close with amen.